Today's show is brought to you by Bruce Fine Construction. If you can't find the house to buy, maybe it's time to build your house. Bruce built my home, and I know he can build your home too. Check him out today at brucefineconstruction.com or call at 570-362-1185. This episode is brought to you today by Whitehall Mortgage. Where there's a will, there's a Whitehall. Buying a home starts by getting a pre-approval, and nobody does it better than Doug in Dallas. Call them today at 570-562-7505 or apply online at whitehallmortgagefinancial.com. Hi, everybody. I'm Dave Whitechuck. I'm the host of the Real Estate Right Now podcast. And today, our topic is kind of a hot topic on the MLS. It has to do with the clear cooperation policy. You know, it's set out by the National Association of Realtors, you know, because people say, well, you know, Dave, that's, you know, what does that mean, clear cooperation? Well, the clear cooperation policy was put out by, it was established by the National Association of Realtors. And what it says is that realtors are required to put a property on the MLS, the multiple listing service. That's where you search for all your listings and every time you look for a house, within one business day of marketing that listing to the public. And the purpose of the clear cooperation policy is to ensure fair access to listings for all buyers and agents, right? And you think to yourself, well, you know, that sounds like a good idea on the surface. And I think it is a good idea for many, many, many people. But there was some thought that this clear cooperation policy is kind of like under attack. People thought it might go away, but it was just recently upheld. And the MLS is going to continue. The National Association of Realtors is going to continue with their clear cooperation policy. First of all, what does that mean? You know, marketing a property. Well, what it came down to, it was social media. It was flyers, emails, websites, you know, a sign in the ground. Anytime you did that for a property, you had to have it listed on the MLS within one business day. Private office executive listings or whatever they may be, they were not allowed. They were not able to be publicly advertised. You know, I see a lot of realtors do this, right? And I think I've done it too, where a lot of times you have a listing coming up and you'll say, hey, I've got this great new listing coming. It's a beautiful ranch, great neighborhood, blah, blah, blah. You know, be sure to check it out. And there's a couple reasons to do that. One, it builds some anticipation, right? People are looking forward to that, right? Oh, this is cool. Can't wait to see this listing. You know, the other side of that is, you know, when realtors do that, they're kind of hoping you reach out to them. They want you to reach out to them first, right? Hey, tell me more about that house you have coming up. Why are you in the market to buy something like that? Well, yes, of course I am. You know, that's the conversation that a lot of realtors want to have. So the purpose of the clear cooperation policy was to make sure that all agents had access to these listings. Now, I know in my office, we're very clear with complying with that regulation because there's penalties. There's penalties for non-compliance. It could be fines. It could be disciplinary action from your local MLS or beyond. So anytime our agents say, hey, I've got this property coming soon, if they put that out on Facebook, the minute that hits Facebook, the clock starts ticking. They've got 24 hours to get that out on the MLS. First of all, Dave, why would someone not want their house listed on the MLS? It sounds like an obvious thing. If you're a realtor, put it on the MLS and sell the house, get as many people to see it as they want. Well, sometimes sellers don't want their house on the MLS. And you know, this goes back to a topic that I talked about earlier on the show, you know, wholesaling. That was part of it, right? A big thing that people had against wholesaling was that they were stealing equity, right? Or they were taking money away from people who deserve the money. Well, a lot of times when people have a house to sell, money's not the most important thing to them. Sometimes it's convenience. Sometimes it's the ease of sale. You know, it's so funny. Realtors would say, well, wholesaling's evil. But then in the next sentence, they would say, hey, you have two offers. One of them's more than the other, but the terms on the one for less money are way better. And at that point in time, they'll say, look, sometimes the highest offer isn't the best offer. And that's 100% true. Sometimes the highest offer isn't the best offer. Well, sometimes wholesaling a house might be attractive to someone who just wants to get rid of it, who it might be a burden to, or who might owe back taxes to the point they're going to lose it to the county for $0. So there's some reasons why someone wouldn't want their house on the MLS. I have a client who's I think, going to be listing their house with me eventually. They've got a couple things that they're working out, but they said to me specifically that they do not want their house listed on the MLS, which was a shock to me. But the reason they don't want their house on the MLS is because the husband is a competitive rifleman. He shoots like clay pigeons and stuff like that. He has a significant amount of ammunition, more ammunition than probably any person I've ever seen have in a personal stockpile. So his thing is, he goes, look, Dave, he goes, I don't want this on the MLS. I don't want pictures of my basement on the MLS. And he goes, to be honest with you, he goes, I know you're a good realtor. You sold me the house. I trust you. He goes, I'd rather you show this house every time within your network. I'm sure we'll get a good amount of money for it. But we want total control over who walks through our house because of the weaponry, you know, that they have in their basement. Every situation is unique, right? So sometimes listing on the MLS, it's not for everybody, right? But I do think that's a very small segment of the population. I think for the most part, clear cooperation policy is there and it has the best intentions. And I think for the most part, it works. There was a study that came out about a month ago, and it said that just last year alone, sellers who did not put their house on the MLS lost $1 billion compared to their peers who listed their house on the MLS. Now, look, how do they figure that out exactly? I'm not exactly sure. But they put a study together, and what they're finding is that people who list their house on the MLS tend to get more money than people who don't. Now, look, that's on average, right? Every case is unique. Every case is different. But the clear cooperation policy, the current one as of 2025, says if you market a property, you've got 24 hours to put it on the MLS. I do think it's a good thing for sellers. And I do think if your priority, put it this way, if you're thinking about selling your home and your priority is to get as much money as you possibly can for your house, you owe it to yourself to talk to a realtor that you trust and to have them listed on the MLS. You'd have a hard time convincing me that that's not the best way to get the most money you can possibly get for your home. So if that's your goal, that's what you need to do. If you have any questions about the clear cooperation policy, ask your realtor about it. I'm sure they'll go over it with you. But if making money is your number one priority when selling your house, listing it on the MLS is the number one thing to do. Now, the true greatest way to get the number one or the most amount of money, not only list it on the MLS, list it with an outstanding realtor that you know and trust. You do those things, you're going to have a great outcome. The clear cooperation policy is going to continue to be the rule in real estate for the foreseeable future. And I, for one, think that's a good thing. That's all for today. I'll talk to you again soon. Thanks for joining us for today's episode, everybody. If you want to hear more content, follow us at Real Estate Right Now Pod on YouTube. Once you're there, don't forget to subscribe and leave a review. And if you want to follow me directly, check me out. It's Dave Wychok at Facebook, LinkedIn, TikTok, Instagram, all the socials that you're already using.